He was the top cardiologist at the Detroit Medical Center, the founder of the DMC Heart Hospital that opened in 2014. But now Dr. Ted Schreiber is suing DMC. He claims he lost his job because he complained about alleged fraud and quality of care problems at DMC. He follows two other cardiologists in suing the health system for similar reasons. Karen Bouffard has been reporting on the problems at the Detroit Medical Center. Karen, we spoke with you in August 2016 about your investigation into DMC's long history of surgeries plagued by dirty and missing instruments or equipment. And now, here comes these three physician lawsuits. What are the accusations these three cardiologists are leveling at DMC and its owner, Tenet?
Well, actually, it was Dr. Schreiber and three of the health system's top cardiologists that all were forced out of their jobs. And they say that they were forced out of the jobs because of complaints that they made about quality of care issues at the health system, including dirty surgical instruments, but actually going beyond that. In the lawsuits that were filed last week by Dr. Mihir Elder and Dr. Amir Kaki, as well as the one that was filed yesterday by Dr. Ted Schreiber, they're really making allegations of fraud as well, including unnecessary surgeries that they say were performed with a profit-making motive at DMC Sinai Grace Hospital and Harper University Hospital, some of which they say were performed by physicians who were not competent to perform them, dangerous procedures, and they say that some patients actually died. So these are very serious accusations.
And then we're fitting pieces together here and walking through this kind of thicket of developments. Last week, you reported that the federal government has told DMC Harper Hospital it has to pass an inspection by April 15th or it will lose its federal Medicare funding, and Sinai Grace Hospital better pass an inspection by August 31st or lose its funding. What's going on here? What kind of quality of care issues did inspectors find?
Well, they found at Harper University Hospital they were substantially out of compliance with infection control procedures. During an inspection in October, they found things like flies that were flying around an intensive care unit, healthcare providers that were not properly attired, lots of dirty surgical instruments, but lots of problems that have to do with, you know, cleanliness and the condition of the facility and so forth. So, and then at Sinai Grace was actually out of compliance for most of 2018 after failing several inspections. The two issues there were the condition of the facility and some significant problems there with fire protection safety and things like that, but also they were found substantially out of compliance with regard to the quality of the nursing care program, especially wound care. So Sinai Grace did end up passing an inspection and in August and was redeemed. You know, it had its deemed status returned in September. But then the Detroit News reported in January about a woman that had she arrived at the emergency room at Sinai Grace during a power outage over Thanksgiving, and they were not able to provide cardiac catheterization procedure that could have possibly have saved her life. And the woman subsequently died after being transferred to another hospital. So that prompted another inspection of Sinai Grace. And so they are, again, out of compliance and in danger of termination in August if they don't fix those problems. So the imminent situation is at Harper University Hospital because, of course, they have to pass an inspection by April 15th or they will lose their Medicare funding. In Michigan, if a hospital loses its accreditation or its status with the Medicare program, they are not able to access Medicaid funding either. So those are two federal programs that together provide 85% of the funding for inpatient hospital beds at Harper Hospital. So that would be a significant blow to Harper as well as to the entire Detroit Medical Center health system.
And for patients, I'm wondering if you know, let's say that April 15th deadline comes and Harper University Hospital doesn't get these problems fixed and it loses this funding, what might that ultimately mean for low-income people who rely on Medicaid for their health care?
I don't think there's an easy answer to that question. It's very rare for a hospital to lose its Medicare accreditation. I mean, across the country, it's, you know, very, very rare. I don't think we really know at this point whether the hospital would stop providing services or if they would continue to take patients and just hope that the funding comes through eventually. You know, I really don't know the answer to that question.
Back to these three physician lawsuits, what is DMC's response to these lawsuits, Karen?
Well, they absolutely insist that these doctors were let go for violations of the health system's code of conduct, but they have not said what those violations are. The physicians have not received copies of the report that the health system compiled against them. The report was actually compiled by a law firm that was hired to investigate them. So these physicians don't know specifically what they're accused of. The health system maintains, though, that they did violate the health system's code of conduct, and that's why they were let go.
When I remember talking to you when your investigation in August of 2016 exposed this history of these problems with dirty surgical instruments, I remember we talked about dried blood, you know, cost cutting and supposed streamlining had contributed to just things not being done well. Weren't there a lot of promises made at that point about things were going to be fixed?
Yes, and I think that the overriding issue across the complaints that were filed both by Dr. Mihir Elder and Dr. Kaki last week and the one filed by Dr. Ted Schreiber yesterday, the overriding issue is really that cost-cutting has been a force for, you know, with some negative consequences at the DMC since it was purchased by Tenet Healthcare, which is a for-profit hospital chain that is based in Dallas, Texas. What they're saying, for instance, in the complaint that Dr. Schreiber filed yesterday, he talked about cutbacks in nursing that have overwhelmed the nursing staff, and as a result, patients aren't being cared for in the way that they should be. So this was one of the complaints that he made to the health system was, you know, stop cutting nurses. We need more staff. We need better care for our patients. He also mentioned, you know, several other things in his lawsuit that have to do with cutting costs. And so I think that the dirty surgical instruments is kind of not really the central issue here. The central issue is a whole range of different cutbacks that these doctors say have resulted in declining quality of care at the health system. Not that the dirty surgical instruments are no longer occurring. They say that they are still finding them and they're still showing up in operating rooms. But they say that the root of the problem are these cost cuts that they say are motivated by, you know, profit motive. That is what they are alleging in their lawsuits.
And how has DMC or Tenet made any public statement in responding to these? You're on the bubble. If it's not cleaned up, you're losing funding. Has that been responded to in a public way at all?
Not really. I have posed that question to the DMC, and they haven't really directly, you know, they haven't provided a statement or a quote, you know, essentially addressing that issue. So although off the record, you know, they tell me that they believe that the health system will, you know, pass an inspection and be found in compliance, and they're confident that this will be resolved. So, but in terms of on-the-record statements, no, I haven't received any to that effect.
And in reading your reporting, these aren't the only two facilities that have kind of danced toward the end of the cliff with being in compliance with safety and inspection standards.
Actually, Receiving Hospital was scheduled for termination in October after an inspection there found a number of problems. For instance, they found that the hospital is no longer compiling, you know, infection control data because of staff cutbacks. And they were scheduled for termination, but just regained their deemed status last it was in January. Actually, it was just last week, I think, that they reclaimed their status. So receiving was sort of teetering on the edge. And after the 2016 report in the Detroit News about the dirty surgical instruments, actually, Children's Hospital of Michigan was also threatened with termination. So this is four hospitals in the health system that have been threatened with termination of their Medicare participation since 2016.
Karen Biffard of the Detroit News, tracking the unfolding problems at the Detroit Medical Center. Karen, always great talking with you. Thank you so very much.
Thanks, Cindy.